trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Another week, another show. Thanks to our first hour guests. Paul Perrone from Versa Skins, and also Tom Nelson, the American Archer. Wild Michigan being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral and, of course, Conquest Deer Sense, both great Michigan companies. And, man, we learned so much on this show for the past 13 years. But our next two guests have been teaching people a little bit longer than that. We're going to be speaking with our good friend Mark Martin, pro angler, here in the second part of this show. But we're going to kick it off with our good friend Brian Brosdahl. We all know him as Bro. And Bro, 20 years of the Bro Road Show. Good Lord, man. Welcome. How you been?
Oh, man. I can't believe how time flies. And 20 ice ups and ice outs. I'm excited to talk ice and actually get out and fish on it myself.
Now, in the off-air portion, you're up there in Minnesota, and you've already got snow, and you're starting to see ice forming around the rim of the lake.
Yeah, I'll post some pictures here in a little bit, but it's windy. But still, it chunks up, and then the chunks start heading to shore, and it's freezing, and it's moving out right now as we speak, and the weather's going to be cold, so we're going to have highs in the 20s.
Ooh, yay!
I love it. Popped a buck last night, took a nice eater, and I'm going to head out on the road show, so I'll have venison when I come back, and I got perch. The perch are going nuts, and that's one thing that Michigan has is gorgeous jumbo perch, big jumbos. And to me, a real good perch is anything from, you know, over 10 inches. If you get the 13s and 14s, that's nice, but man, I tell you what, there's nothing better eating than a jumbo perch.
Now let's talk about that. While a lot of people are in the woods right now, the lakes are pretty open for walleye fishing, even for perch and some of the panfish out there.
Oh, yeah. The right now is the time to get your spots down where you're going to fish this winter. Save yourself some holes. Lots of drilling can find spots, but soaking, taking the boat out, sneaking out there now while you have a chance, and finding the best weed beds. Just see where the fish are holding, and then while you're doing it, catch a few. And even if it's cold, just dress warm and get out there and fish. And we found some perch that moved into a weed bed facing the deeper part of the lake, and I'm going to be hitting that spot first ice, and it was loaded with perch, and the occasional walleye was coming through.
Now, you said you were using a forage minnow dart. Is that something relatively new? I mean, I'm looking at it right now on the website for northlandstackle.com, or northlandtackle.com, rather. But it looks just like it's called.
Cool. Well, and it's a kind of an arrow-shaped jig, and moves forward in the water, but it's got this little treble hook that's hanging down, and the water is gin clear. So the fish were coming up, the perch are coming up, and just bumping the jig, and they were getting hooked by the treble hook. All the crappies, all the bluegills, all the perch are hitting that treble hook, which just goes to show you that there's a lot more fish coming up just to bump it or bite a fin off or something. But we caught a lot of perch, I'd say 80% of them on the treble hook of the forage dart, and the pink one has been really hot, and you could add a plastic tail and for crappies or bluegills, because crappies are sight feeders and they'll just come up and eat it. And perch can be, but perch, they want scent. They want a little chunk of a minnow, and if you put a crappie minnow or a fathead minnow on there and jig it, they'll just hammer it. But it darts forward, and that's why it's called the dart. So if you get out there, dart some big perch.
Yeah, it looks exactly how it's, you know, named, and I can see that forward kind of motion with that treble hook on there, with that rear tail hook, would kind of make that diving downward motion like a bait fish would be for, you know, for small plankton and whatever.
Well, and the cool thing is it's not, people compare everything to like a jig and wrap. It's not a jig and wrap. It's a jig head that you could add a plastic tail to that's small enough that you could use for crappies, bluegills, and perch. And, you know, I'm bad for not talking about it enough. It's one of my main things to use. But you had a little tail, a plastic tail, whatever tail you like to put on there. I like to use impulse plastics, but if you have a flat tail, it'll fly really far without anything on the back. It doesn't do much but shimmy side to side. But the neat thing about it is the bluegills and the crappies, almost every fish, we don't put any bait on the treble hook, and they're biting on the treble hook. They're just coming up and grabbing it. And I do believe fish do bump lures quite a bit, and you got to have a little stinger to get them. It's the same on the Detroit River. A lot of those fish, it's going by in the current, and they sweep up after it, and then they grab the stinger hook that's hanging down with the plastics. And the forage dart, it's going to be a hot item this year, and most of your good sporting goods places will have the forage dart. And check it out. I love the perch patterns because jumbo perch are cannibals, but you have a few different colors because that pink tiger color was really, really a hot one. And there's white, glow white. There's all kinds of different colors, but I use them in through the ice, but I love them in the fall when you're sitting vertical over the panfish, even in shallow water.
Now, you made mention about mapping out some of your spots now for ice fishing. Not that far away, especially where you're at with ice forming now. A lot of us use, like, I've got my Harman Bird portable that has the transom mount on it, and I can map out my spots that way. But for those of us that, you know, maybe using just like the vertical cone shape thing, you know, how are we going to map out our spots? Because being on the water in a boat and being on the water on the ice can be two different things.
Oh, yeah. Save yourself some time. I have a Hummingbird now. This year, they're giving two transducers because you got there's a bunch of guys that want to get one, but if they do, it's got to be for their boat too. But now they've solved the problem. The Helix G2N, which is the G2, that's kind of a hot logo nowadays, but the G2 is new, and the N means it'll network with your other machines and your trolling motor. So now you can get a Hummingbird Helix, and it'll work on your boat, and it comes with a transducer for ice and a power pack. So you'll be kicked butt this winter, but you can take that out. And if you're using traditional sonar, watch your signal. If your signal's thin and solid, that means it's hard bottom. And if the signal gets wide and stratified, that means it's soft bottom. And definitely pay attention to that. When you hit these hard bottom areas that are out away from shore, and it could be just a little circular or rectangle, any shape, whatever it is. If you hit these hard bottom patches, these are areas where there's going to be clam shells, clam beds, some places zebra mussels, and it's the edge of the mud. And the fish are going to hold to that like structure. And these are the new A spots, because all the A spots, everybody knows. The B spots are the best ones, and those are the spots I love. These little hard bottom areas in the middle of a lake's basin, or even shoreline connected. Sometimes you follow a point out, and it drops off, and then people turn around and go back and fish it. Well, follow it out farther, it might turn into a hump. And with a lot of the Hummingbird stuff, you can map a lake. It'll save that data and give you 8 hours of data. And I did that on a lake that I planned to ice fish. I didn't do the whole lake. I just did the spots that in the basin that I want to fish. And it really shows you why the fish are there. You start looking at it. There's bottlenecks. There's saddles. And just little subtle humps that come up. And it gets really, really, really good.
All right. Brian Brosdahl is our guest here. The Bro Road Show will be coming to Michigan. We'll tell you more about that in a couple of minutes. Appreciate you joining us. I'm Duran Martinez. You're listening to us on the Michigan Talk Network, being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. And, of course, Conquest Sense. Look for that check mark, ATA approved, on your sense. Excellent first segment.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's awesome.
So I want to talk about what's coming up on the road show for the 2018. If we can do that.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that. The 7th, 8th, and 9th will be a good time because I will be near you.
Yes, I know. I've already stalked
let's,
you.
Let's mention that and go in on that. And we could talk about, you know, come down and check all the stuff because I'll have it all with me with the AquaViews and the Hummingbirds and then the Bro Series rods and houses will all be there. But it's going to be really cool.
Well, good. Yeah, we'll definitely bring that up. So and we'll start the
segment.
Someone's
trying to walk on the ice right now.
Oh, Jesus, you got to be kidding me.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Appreciate you joining us here. Speaking with our good friend Brian Bro. Bro's Doll. The ice angler extraordinaire, Frabel and Northland Pro Staffer, Hummingbird, you name it. This guy's all over the place, and he is going to be doing his Midwest Roadshow. 20th year, bro, that you'll be doing this, and we're very happy to know that you're coming back to Michigan again, where we can see you and talk to you in person and learn from one of the best ice anglers in the world out there.
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to be there. I love coming and visiting. I have a lot of friends and family. My brother-in-law lives nearby Linwood and his whole family, and my wife's sisters live over there, and we're excited to get there because then we get to visit family and go fishing and do all that good stuff. But the Shanty Days up in Linwood out of Frank's, Shanty Days 7th through the 9th, I'll be there to talk to you about houses, rods, electronics such as underwater cameras and Hummingbird graphs, and bring your questions, anything you want to know about. If you want to see some of these forged darts in person, come on down. And the real thing is, let's think about ice, safely going ice fishing. And I know there's nobody more into ice fishing than my local Michigan friends, and they're chomping at the bit. And when Saginaw Bay freezes, it is some of the best fishing anywhere and most consistent. You can get out there and you can hammer on the walleyes, and we're looking forward to this. And it's not that far away, just a few weeks. Go out and shoot some deer and maybe some ducks, but map your spots, put your gun down for a little bit and your bow, and check out some spots because it saves you a lot of drilling. And I'm not a spring chicken anymore, so I like to think smart. I don't think with my muscles, I think with my brain, and I'm looking for the best, easiest way to catch fish with the least amount of exerted effort.
Brian Brosdell will be at Frank's Great Outdoors in Linwood, December 7th through the 9th. Is that your only Michigan stop, or do you have one or two more?
I'll be back at Novi coming through, and I'll also be at Bass Pro Shops in Auburn Hills. And you can find my schedule online at the Bro Road Show. So by all means, definitely go online and check it out. If you go to the Bro Road Show on Facebook or go to the Bro Road Show website, I'll have my whole schedule there for everybody to see. And it's very important to me to talk to you. And I'm one of them guys. I am there for you. I'm not there just to sit and talk to other pros. I'm there to talk to you because the best fishermen and the people who want to fish are who I'm interested in talking to, because I want to show you what's new that'll help you catch fish. And then not just that, when you're out there, let's get back to finding spots. Look for green weeds, hard bottom areas, but also if there's any timber laying in the bottom of the lake, if this stuff can be phenomenal to hold fish, especially if the weeds are down and rotten. But most of the time, your fish will be in vegetation. And I always look to the vegetation and then to the deep holes after that. So keep an eye on that stuff. And then take an AquaView out with you. I always have one. I mounted, hard-mounted one to my boat so I could just drop it over the side anytime. It's it's crazy how many times I've been fishing and you find out that those fish aren't even walleyes that we're targeting. They're other types of fish, and it's crazy that a lot of fishermen will sit on a school of the wrong kind of fish.
You know, and that's the thing too, is you know, before we didn't have the opportunity to see what was down there below. It was a crapshoot. We really kind of, you know, drilled a lot of holes, did a lot of, you know, jigging up and down, nothing produced. Or some people just sit there all day and just, you know, be miserable and deal with it that way. But Aquaviews have really changed everything.
Oh, it really has. And there's no taking a gamble anymore. The only gamble is making a decision on spots. And so it's, you know, we don't want to turn it into a tournament. We just want, when you go out with your family fishing, we want your kids to catch fish. And we want you to have fun and catch fish. And let's face it, fish that you catch are the healthiest things you could eat out there in the marketplace right now. Just go get your own fish, your own game, and it's just awesome stuff. But there's a lot of new things out. Frabel has pop-up houses that have kick-out floors, so you have extra space at the floor, and you could check it out. Their new hub shacks that they're going to have at Shanty Days are going to be really good. The all these different ice fortresses and the Bro Series pop-up, we're going to have all that right there, and all the rods and everything that you need to get started ice fishing, augers, you name it, stop down. And even if you got all that stuff, stop down. We'll talk shop, talk about some techniques and different things to get you out there and get fishing. But right now is the best time before you get ice or start crusting over. Go scout some lakes that you're thinking about fishing this year. And it's like deer hunting. Before you pick a spot to set up your stand, you scout the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that for deer season. And fish are the same way. You find a really good spot. Consistent spots always have fish swimming through them nonstop.
Brian Brosdahl is our guest here. You can find him on Facebook. Look for the Bro Road Show. And Bro, real quickly, it's been a couple of years since my friends at Chappelle had sold their company, and now I think it's time for me to look into the Frabel fish houses that you've mentioned, maybe a hub style or pop up, you know, because it's, you know, there's some new things out there, some new innovations, and I'm really thinking, I've been looking at them for years, but now I think it's going to be the year.
Yeah, well, if you come on, I'll be glad to show you the Bro Hub, the new pop-up. It's a really cool style, cool design, and it doesn't fold every time the wind blows. It's really rigid. It's got 11-millimeter poles, and it's pretty cool. And if you're more into a tub-style house that flips over, you got to check out the side steps. Get a Bro Series side step or a Sentinel, the big one, if you're out fishing on Saginaw Bay. Then you don't have to step over your electronics and over the holes. It's a patented system, and only with Frabel, where you actually go out the sides. And, you know, everybody says this should have been done a long time ago. Well, now it's there. It's cool. It sets up fast. And you got the most fishing space because the front is flat. You may have seen them, but if you haven't, stop down and check them out. And then the Predator, which is a heavy-duty rotomolded tub that you could drag through rough ice conditions, and it's got beefy pipes and stuff. These houses are really awesome, and you know they can take a lot of physical strain and abuse, and they keep you super warm because they're insulated and have great R value, and the seats are the most comfortable in the business.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing them 7th, 8th, and 9th at Frank's Great Outdoors in Linwood. The Bro Road Show, you can find them at brosguideservice.com. Look for the Bro Road Show on Facebook. And as always, man, we appreciate all the great information that you've shared with us. And get back out to the lake and watch that ice form.
Yeah, come on down and tell me some really good spots. I promise I won't say a word. Let's talk technique, and we'll even go fishing afterwards.
All right, man, that sounds great. I look forward to it, as always. Brian Brosdahl, our guest, going to talk to Mark Martin, pro walleye angler, talking about the fishing vacation school. That will happen next year on Wild Michigan. Thank you.
Let's slip away to northern Michigan, Silver Lakes and white pine trees. It's one light town to northern Michigan. We'll get there slow. Enjoy the scene.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. That song sent to us by Jeremy Prince. Great song, man. It's called Northern Michigan, and we are very happy to be sharing that here. Here on the show for the first time. We did a little segment of it earlier today. Jeremy sent that to me via email, and I actually kind of opened it up and listened to it, and very, very happy to share that. And thanks, Jeremy, for doing so. We are adding that to our list of things, if you will. And right now, we're going to speak with Mark Martin. Mark Martin's Fishing Vacation School coming up, talking about ice fishing. And Mark, real quickly, man, if you can put the year you've had so far into like a little tiny capsule, because, dude, you're one of the most descriptive guys I know. But you've had a hell of a year, man. Welcome back.
Oh, hey, thanks, Duran. Glad to be back and talk with you and all your listeners. No, I'm blessed. You know, I tell everybody that I've been blessed my entire career, you know, to be able to meet people like yourself and just travel around North America and experience things that, you know, when I was a little boy, I read, you know, Outdoor Life, Sports of Field. You know, there wasn't much out there when I was young, you know, but everything with the outdoors, you know, I picked up and read. And now here I look back at all that, and, you know, I actually lived some of it. And now, you know, you remembered what you read, and eventually you got to them places, and you got to experience, and you got to add more to that story because now you're part of it, you know. So that's kind of what I feel my life is it's just, you know, I wanted to go here, and because my job can take me there, I did, you know. And that's what, you know, but I bring it back kind of like what I remember when I was young to people that maybe want to experience it, and give them the insight so when they get time, or if they want to, they can experience what I've experienced. And I don't lie to anybody. I tell them the truth and let them find their own way.
You know, and that's cool, man. And you've been teaching people almost probably as long as you've been doing it for yourself, learning and teaching the same way, because everything changes. Everything goes in different cycles. Like you found out with our good friend Bob Gwiz, outdoor writer, and you guys were out fishing Splake, and you guys hammered them, and you, like you said, it felt wrong almost. It was so good.
Exactly. It felt wrong, you know, and when you talk to Bob next time, he'll tell you how wrong it felt, because he said, Mark, we got enough. You know, I got enough pictures. I got enough for the most, you know, phenomenal story, and we're catching them a total different way than anybody has ever done it. And he goes, this is almost illegal.
It was completely illegal.
Like, I got to look over my shoulder, because we were hooking them as fast as we were hitting bottom or casting or jigging. It didn't matter how we used the method, we were catching.
That's awesome. And it's a great experience, too, because there's not a lot of people even know what Splake are.
No. They're kind of like, you know, a guy that's into trout fishing, that's part of the Grand Slam. And Bob and I were talking about it. He knew a couple guys. He says, Mark, what you got right here, right now, he says, I know a couple guys that are Orvis type guys that they put these trout all over their wall. Mm-hmm. And they have a Splake, but it might be 15, 20 inches, and they're proud of it.
Right.
He says, if you call these guys right now, he says, I guarantee you'd probably get $5,000 a piece out of them to get these. The smallest one we caught was 23 inches, and the biggest one was 30 or better. I mean, that's like, you know, they're a cross between a brook trout and a lake trout. They're a hybrid, you know, but now they've been around so long, they actually have taken up and they can actually spawn. Everybody thinks that they can't, but they are. They're making reds just like the brook trout do, and they're doing their thing. And and now they're getting natural. I mean, they didn't want to admit it, just like cougars and wolves in the beginning, and sure. All that kind of stuff. Now they got to admit it, but they didn't really know for sure. So now they know that they've been through decades of doing this, that now these hybrids can reproduce. So it's kind of cool, and to be able to catch them of that quality, I was really impressed, and Bob was even more so impressed.
It is cool because it's not something we see every day, and there are those guys out there that want that grand slam of trout fishing like they do with turkey and everything else.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's like stamp collecting. It's like coin collecting. They got to collect it. The rant, just like you say. And I told them, I said, I'd have a hard time today. Taking somebody in here right now and showing them this technique. I seen it happen before. You could become, part of the problem.
Right, right. No, I get it. I get it. Mark Martin is joining us here, pro angler, fishing Hall of Famer, and you can find him online, markmartins.net is where he's at. Find him on Facebook as well, and in a little bit we're going to talk about your fishing vacation schools that are coming up, and that'll be a whole segment in itself. But for now, we're talking, you've got, you got a nice bear this year already?
Yeah, got a bear. Yeah, I never got one before, but my buddies talked me into it because I got a place in the Keweenaw, and I was up there for a month and a half, and they're going, "You got the time, you got the place, we know where how to do it, bait one in for you." They knew the Keweenaw well too, and it wasn't even 7 miles from my house, and I'd go, so yeah, I was able to bait my own self, once they showed me how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I had 5 bears coming in every time I went.
Wow.
Different bears.
Yeah, and that's the thing too with black bear, they have those color phases. I mean, look, there's so many things out there that you could get addicted to for hunting and fishing.
What do I want to do today?
Yeah, yeah, no.
I live in Michigan.
Well, and that's just it too. We have these opportunities to get out and do different things, and that's with me. Whitetail hunting has really taken a backseat to turkey hunting in the spring because I love turkey hunting so much. I mean, it could be the downside of turkey hunting is you can be out there 10 minutes and your season's over.
Right.
But still, it's that much fun.
Oh,
but,
no doubt.
There's so much out there in this state. And Mark, you've got so much going on. And, we're looking forward to talking to you about the fishing vacation schools, which are coming up. And yeah. You really teach a lot of people a lot of great things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We got a new spot on the schedule this year. Got that finally taken care of, and the super amount of interest right now on that. So there's super amount on all the scheduled spots, but that new one, of course, being new, everybody wants to, come to that, especially the students that have been to the rest of them, and some of the people that went, "Wow, you going to go to Mullet?" And I go, yeah, they all thought it was a rumor at first, until I publicized it.
Well, we'll talk about that here in the next segment coming up. So hang on. We're going to come back with Mark Martin joining us here on Wild Michigan. And in the meantime, we got some, we're going to finish out that music from Jeremy Prince here that sent it to us. It's called Northern Michigan. And appreciate you joining us here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
And let's cross the streets to somewhere new and get around on Highway 2, where later on is a new on time. We're gonna like what we will find. This place is Northern life.
You can join join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an hour to time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State. Rounding out this second hour of the show with our good friend Mark Martin. And Mark, you've got the fishing vacation schools coming up, and you've added a new location to the schools. You're going to be up on Mullet Lake, which has got a lot of people surprised.
When we were at Burt, everybody kept asking me for 3-4 years that we were there, aren't you going to go across 75 here and go to Mullet? It's part of the chain. And, you know, I fished mullet before, and I never really, you know, I thought about it. And finally, last year, I got enough interest, and it now it perked my interest up. And I said, hey, let's go talk to the people over there in Mullet Lake. And I did on my way up this year a few different times, and we decided on heading up there for the 3rd through the 6th of February to have a school on Mullet Lake. And, you know, and I just put it out a few days ago, and I'm up to, you know, eight people already, you know, and I only take 25. So it's going to go, I think, pretty fast. And the other one, Saginaw, is right after that, and that's filling up. And so is Houghton Lake, which is right after the first of the year in January. So everything seems to be going really good with the schools. You know, people want to learn, and the more people that have been to them, you know, word of mouth is probably some of the best advertisement.
Sure.
They learn and they realize, you know, a couple of these people on the list already for Mullet are ones that have fished other schools and say, hey, you know, we want to, you know, have a little insight here. You know, they said, what you've taught us so far, and I love that feedback, is they take what we've taught them, not mm-hmm. just me, but the rest of my pro staff, and they go, and now they got the confidence to go to any lake when it's frozen and pull out their Navionics map on their cell phone and go, let's go here. And, you know, then they'll go with their buddy, or, you know, like this one guy, he's now fishing with somebody else that was in the school with him that he never knew before, but now they're buddies, fishing buddies. And he said, now we go to these lakes and we look at our phone, and doesn't matter where people are fishing on a lake, we find our own spot and we can catch fish, Mark. I mean, they're like, they're surprised. And I'm like, right. That's cool. You know, that's the way, you know, I guess as I learned, you know, from the best of the best, you know, I guess I was in awe like they are, you know, because, man, you know, there's simple basic things that you have to adhere to, and if you can adhere to them and you can look at things without going, you letting your eyes go, it looks good over there, let your yeah. eyes look at a map and know what the fish do, and once you understand the fish, you understand the time of the year, you understand what method you have to use and where you have to fish, and then you look at the map and you go here, 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 and here. So you really never run out of spots, you just run out of time.
Sure, and you know, and when you have small classes like that, the 25 people, yeah. You know, it may sound like a lot on the ice, but you know what? Lakes are pretty doggone big,
right.
And you know, it's a really good way to get out and learn. And learning is the best way firsthand when you have somebody showing you, when you're doing it yourself at the same time,
right.
To me.
Yeah, we spread right out. I mean, we'll be from, you know, some one pro staff will have people over here, one over here. You know, they're all on good spots, but now we can communicate and find out what the best spots are that day and get everybody gathered up in the second half of the day, or maybe everybody's catching fish. You know, you don't have, but you have the options, you know, so that's exactly right, Duran. You know, yeah, and we learn right along with the students. I mean, it's a school. We're out there, and if we're not learning, we can't teach. you know. So we look at it as it's a school for every one of us, not just the people signing up.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this, speaking with Mark Martin here on Wild Michigan, that no two situations are ever the same, no 2 years ever the same, no two weather patterns are ever exactly the same, and everything calls for different, you know, that adjustment, and knowing how to make the minor adjustments for your current situation is what learning is all about. And again, you know, in your life and everything you've accomplished, Mark, it's still not the same.
No, it never is. It never, ever, ever is. You know, I get so many surprises every time I go fishing, hunting. Sometimes they're good surprises, and sometimes they're a disappointment surprise. But each and every one of those things, I take away some knowledge that I have more experience the next time I do it, or next time I talk to people, next time I teach. You know, it enriches my life, whether it's a good or bad experience.
Absolutely. You can find him on Facebook, Martin Fishing, or fishingvacationschool.com/icefishingschool. All that information is on the website. We'll have Mark up on the website, so you can pick that up at our website, wildmichiganradio.com. But, you know, it was funny. I was talking to Bro in the segment prior to you, and we talked about how when, I guess from an outsider, that today's lineup was a pretty heavy hitter, because we had Tom Nelson, the American Archer, we had Brian Brosdahl, we've got Mark Martin, and we've got a new guy that came on with VersaSkins, another Michigan company here.
Nice.
And it's all been, you know, for how many years we've been doing this, these friends that we made, and I didn't really think about it until I kind of sat outside of this and went, wow.
Yeah, it's you know, it enriches, you know. I look at, you know, I've known Brian, you know, he was part of the Ice Fishing Vacation School way back in the beginning, and he would come in and teach people, you know, way back 20 some years ago, you know, when he was a kid, and his wife, you know, they just pretty much got married, and you know, and he added to the school, but then he started doing his thing, and you know, and it took him away from being able to do this in the winter, because he's got all the seminars now. And you know, I look back and you know, I feel good that you know, I know all these people, and I watch their careers take off, and you know, it's all good, you know, and they're out teaching. They're all teaching too, you know. I mean, once you get yourself established, and you're a teacher too, Duran. I mean, the people listening to your show, and when you go out, you know, in the public, you're helping people too, and that's the cool thing about our jobs, is you get self-satisfaction in helping people.
We do, you know, and it's been a learning experience for more than anything for me. But we've been able to contact guys like yourself and Bro and Tom, and learn along the way from what they've done, what you guys have accomplished over the years. And as I told Tom, I said, never in my life could I have been as successful in the outdoors without the help of every one of you guys and girls that have been on this show. There's no way possible.
Oh, no. You know, I wouldn't be who I am if it was just me trying to figure out all this stuff. You know, it's all the people that surround you. You know, it's surrounding yourself with the best people brings everybody to the top. You know, and that's the way I totally believe, you know. And that's why when people come to these ice fishing schools of mine, it's not just me. It's select a group of people, like I say, you know, 700 years of knowledge. I mean, people go, 700 years of knowledge, you know, where do you get that? You know, well, you look at, I got, you know, could have as many as 16 to 18 people that are teaching at these events. They're pro set. A lot of them aren't spring chicken. They're in their 60s.
Right.
How many years are they, you know, and maybe the, you know, there's some, I got two young ones that aren't quite 18 that we're bringing up and teaching them, their apprentice, but the rest of them are all 35 to 40 years plus, you
sure.
know, in knowledge. So they've made a lot of mistakes, and that's what it's all about, making mistakes so that you can teach how to do it better. And so, you know, I tell people, look at that. You know, you're getting all these mistakes that we've made so you don't have to make them. That's part of what the school's all about is, you know, some people think it's a guide. And I tell people right out, this is not a guide trip. This is a school where when you leave this school, if you put these principles in play, wherever you go when it's ice fishing, you're going to be successful if you listen to the teachers.
Absolutely. Well, Mark Martin, we appreciate you joining us. MarkMartins.net, or find him on the Facebook with Mark Martins Fishing and online at fishingvacationschool.com. Mark, thank you so much as always.
Well, thank you very much, Duran. We'll talk to you soon.
Looking forward to getting an update on how else this grand year is going for you, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us. And thanks to our friends Tom Nelson, Brian Brosdahl, also Paul Perrone from Versus Skins, and thanks to Lucky Buck, Deer Mineral, and Conquest Sense. Firearm deer season getting underway real soon. Please be safe. And as always, appreciate you joining us here on Wild Michigan.